Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden met with Georgian Prime Minister Irakli Garibashvili at the White House recently. Both American leaders congratulated the Prime Minister for Georgia's success in completing the country's first peaceful, democratic transition of power. Georgians went to the polls in October 2013 to elect a new president. Georgi Margvelashvili, the candidate of the ruling Georgian Dream Coalition, won just over 62% of the vote. It was an historic day for all Georgians and an important step in Georgia's democratic development and its embrace of Euro-Atlantic institutions. The president and vice president urged Prime Minister Garibashvili to continue working with Georgia's leaders and with civil society to advance the rule of law and to consolidate Georgia's significant democratic achievements. Additional electoral reforms can help ensure a level playing field for future candidates and elections. Georgia has been a valued friend and reliable partner in supporting the United States' most challenging regional and global priorities. In so doing, President Obama expressed the United States' deep appreciation for Georgia's significant contributions to the NATO mission in Afghanistan and honored the sacrifices made by Georgian soldiers and their families. The President and Prime Minister further discussed opportunities for strengthening U.S.-Georgia cooperation, including on increasing trade and investment ties between both economies. The President and Vice President also reaffirmed the United States' strong support for Georgia's sovereignty and territorial integrity within its internationally recognized borders. They assured Prime Minister Garibashvili that the Georgian people have the unwavering support of the United States as they pursue their Euro-Atlantic aspirations and pledged continued U.S. assistance to help the new Georgian government as it pursues political, economic, and defense reforms.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.